Ready. Praise God. Yes. I'm ready. All right. Praise God. God is good God. We serve a good God, good Father. And as I shared with Pastor Ernestine, and it's really hard for me to talk about this thing. And I guess I got to go with it, right? I believe this is a good message. If we would ask the Lord what we would do, and because I believe we are living in the day that in the history of mankind, we're never gonna see this again. This is just my opinion. I could be wrong. Talking about wealth transfer. So in order for us to have wealth transfer, we need to position ourselves. We need to participate. This cannot happen just like the principle of kingdom of God. We got to give in order to receive. We got to do something. I believe that prophet been speaking across the board, like across from places to places, different. And what we can do, we can ask. When I heard about it, I was excited. I said, Lord, I was asking God, what about me? How am I going to receive it? I got to have something connection in order to receive the something. Just like if I want to give you money, if you don't have account, I cannot just yell to you. Now, I don't have your name, I don't have your address, I cannot write a check to send to you or give to you. Got to be some connection. I can't just randomly write a name and some bank will not let you cash a check. It would be fraudulent, right? So the same thing. And I was asking God, I said, Lord, what is this? And the Lord showed me. So I did my part, and I'm not going to share what I did. You're going to do the same thing. No. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit. And that's why the purpose of message tonight I'm sharing. So we're going to go through some scripture, show us that the secret, the thing that God desired for us, children of God, we can access into this thing so we can be ahead of time before it comes. In my case, if my wife in agreement with me would save me a ton of money, at least $50,000. But anyhow, the Lord said it doesn't matter. But I want to do if my wife's not on board with me. She's not the same page with me. I won't do it. If she's not willing and happily, and I can't just go do it. That's violate scripture. I have to honor my wife as a weaker vessel. The Bible said that because we're being heir together for the grace of life. So my prayer will not be hindered. Now, I can say that I'm anointed, I can do what I want to know. That's not scriptural. That's not biblical. Anyhow, let's take some look at the scripture and then we will see. And I want to look at Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Let me read that. Proverbs 13, 22. So this is as clear as we can see. And it says, Proverbs 13:22, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Okay, so that's a good man. So I want to be a good man. I hope I can lay out my inheritance for my children, right? But second part said, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Hallelujah. Who doesn't like that part, right? I do like the part. So how we're gonna receive, be a good recipient. So imagine this. If we invested $300, you get $1 million. It sounds good. Sounds like unreal, but it literally will happen. Literally will happen. Literally, what the Lord showed me, it literally will happen. And but you have to ask the Lord. Okay, so we know the scripture talking about it. Many other references, I just for time's sake, I'm going to use that scripture. So how we know then when going to take place, how going to take place? I don't care when it's going to take place, but I know that our times, for sure, in our time, maybe like I'm talking about 1 year, 2 years, 3 years from now, maximum within 3 years. we will see this thing happen. Or 5 years, the longest 5 years. I still live by that. I hope everybody like living for that long life, because the Bible says, "Lord, with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation." All right, let's go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. This is we do everything have to be backup of scripture. So Daniel chapter 2, this is story of King Nebuchadnezzar. So he had a dream, because with time's sake, I'm gonna, most of us know this story. And he had a dream, and then he forgot the dream. And he called all magicians, astrologers, and all the wise men of the colonies, all Babylon, all the people in Babylon, and then he asked them to show him the dream and the interpretation thereof. Well, he did not remember the dream. And he asked them to show the interpretation, and they were saying that if you, the wise men, astrologers, sorcerers, and called in and tell the king that there's no one such as said thing. You have to show us a dream, and we will give you an interpretation. They said, "Oh no, you guy about to lie to me, because the time passing and then it's over." And so he got mad basically, and he had a dream. He know that significant dream, but he forgot it. And so now, if you don't tell me the dream, you're all gonna be killed. If you can tell me the dream, so you're gonna be promoted or get a great gift. So Daniel, all his friends, subject to be there too, because they are wise people. So the king order urgent, the king placed urgent order to kill all the calling, and when the Arioch, the captain, told Daniel, "You got the same, you got the same ball too. You're gonna die too." So now Daniel is terrified. So start from verse 14. Then with the counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard. This is verse 14, chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, verse 14. The captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. Verse 15. He answered and said to Arioch, the king of captain, "Why is the decree from the king so urgent?" Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So verse 16. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. And so Daniel went to his house, verse 17, and made the decision known to Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, his companion. Verse 18 said, they might seek the mercies from God of heaven concerning this secret. Remember this secret. So nobody know. And the wise man of Babylon said that there's no such thing. Man can do this thing unless God in heaven. God is not dwelling in the flesh, can do this thing. The king asked so hard. So Daniel, no, only God can reveal this secret, because this secret is only God can. Then Daniel, his coming might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19. And then, the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed God of heaven. Hallelujah. So what Daniel did after he prayed, and he had the same dream with Nebuchadnezzar. God gave Daniel a dream, the same dream that Nebuchadnezzar had, and also God gave him the interpretation. Then he said, God will reveal the verse 19, that then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Basically, he had the same vision that King Nebuchadnezzar had. And then Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the season." What did saying changes time and season? God is changing time and season we're living. In the past, like, everything is slow, but now everything is just like quick. When it's concerning finance, ask God, how about gold and silver? God said, gold is mine, silver is mine. It's got money, but it's not practical in our time to do transactions, because we live the day in technology. Everything just like quick, look at all the things like AI system. I mean, crazy. I just started two days ago, about Bible study. I'm like, wow, this is a great tool. I'm like, wow, never thought of it. It took me days, seek the scripture, and took me at least, a few minutes or 30 minutes to seek. But now, right there. So what is saying? The time has been changed. You see, he removed kings and raised up kings. He gave wisdom to the wise, and knowledge to those who have understanding. He revealed verse 22, deep and secret thing, he knows what is in darkness, and the light dwells with him. Hallelujah. So the Lord, what is showing us right here? He is now our Father, he is now our God, and he wants us to be blessed more than we want to be blessed. I did not know, understand this before. Before I came to the US, I'm like, I'm just a poor guy, so I stay poor, whatever is the blessing and the riches for other people. But guess what? The Lord started showing me, you got to change your thinking. You're the child of the Most High God. And I started changing my thinking. And by the word of God, washing me, cleanse me. The word of God is the great tool, or great, just like we take a shower, it's the great thing that can wash our unbelief, our wrong thinking. A lot of people, like I've seen, I work with public place. I'll tell you, some people just like carry victim mentality. If I don't greet them nicely, they said, he's racist. I'm like, come on, lady. like carrying a victim mentality is not good. I'm going to tell my husband. So what are you going to do? Sometimes we both get, you know, I asked my wife to call him, but she forgot it. I forgot it. And she just come with it. Why don't your wife call me? She just yelling at me in front of me. I'm like, lady, come on, calm down. It's not the end of the day. So we sometimes carry the thing that we say good, but when we use the word of God to clean us, we are victor, not victims. So you see, God revealed the deep and secret thing. Why? Only God can do this thing. So right now, I'm sure a lot of prophets been speaking about wealth transfer, because at our time gonna take place. I believe this is a lifetime, like human race, humanity gonna, we've never seen it before. And I believe maybe never seen it again after. This opportunity for us, if you have put aside, let's say this, let's say you have $400, $500, even $1,000. If you can put that money aside, you still can sleep. I suggest you ask God. He's going to reveal to you. And when I heard about a lot of, you know, investment concerning stock and things like that, I don't invest in stock. Maybe in future, God did not show me. I invest something that God asked me to do. And I did. I never know when I asked God, what about people talking to me? I asked him about silver and mine, gold mine. Yes, you can buy silver, you can buy gold, but it's not going to make profit. You may not lose your money. Maybe, you know, our dollar right now in the bank, we think that we have value because remember, they just printed without backing up. Remember, maybe one day when you turn your bank, let's say $1,000, maybe worth just $5. What are we going to do? We can do nothing. The time has changed. Who knows? That's going to take place sometime soon. I don't know. I can say that I know. But what we can do, we can ask God to reveal to us what secret should I invest. Let's say we have put saving, let's say you have saving $500 on the side. If $500 you invest the way that God wants you, I believe that $500 can turn to at least few hundred thousand dollars. I really believe that. According to what God has shown me, many other prophets have been speaking. You got that reason I'm sharing this, so we can ask God to show us. We don't want to neglect. Because if the prophet, God now, remember, God will not do anything unless first he revealed his prophet. Is that right? We all know that scripture. In Amos, I believe, chapter 3, verse 7. Let's take a look at that. Amos, chapter 3, verse 7, I believe. I could be wrong, so we can find out. We can ask the AI system and show us where is it located. Amos 3, 7. Let me see. Oh, right. Let's see. Okay. Surely the Lord does nothing. Praise God. I was right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Unless he reveals secret to his servant, the prophet. So right now, prophet been speaking a lot. More than 100 of them. I see that. Because the Lord, when the Lord showed me, revealed to me, I'm like, Lord, this is good. Exactly what the prophet been thinking. And some like review different number, but he showed me like this thing gonna take place crazy. And the Lord, this must be true. But for me, I just want obedient to the Lord. I don't need a lot of money like I used to say, but I want to have money to bless the kingdom of God. I can't give people I want to give, like my family, they're in need right now. And people that I know they're in need, I want to give them, but I don't want to give them just like I've been doing in the past. I can't do that. The Lord already spoke to me. I would be stupid. look at the end that they have no CEO, no governor, but they can store up their food for summer, for spring, and for winter. I have done foolishly when I gave all away. So I can't do that again. I have to put certain money in certain place, especially I'm doing business right now. But the Lord showed me about this thing. And he said, what you invest right now, later, you don't have to work. That's what the Lord told me. Yeah, I don't have to work hard anymore. I just serve God in the kingdom of God. That's what he called me. He said, if you don't have financial freedom, you can't do anything. You got to work. Like right now, my kids, I have to work 6 days a week. I want to work. Praise God. I love to work. But at the same time, I can't do anything else. Even like tonight, I have to go home, ask my wife, Alex, honey, I got to go home early. I don't feel good. Beyond, imagine if I stay home and I do the thing and pray and fast and seeking God. I'll tell you how much I grow right now. Instead of working daily. So that the Lord showed me, and I write down the thing that God showed me. And he asked me to invest. 3 times he spoke to me, and I did invest something that he revealed. So what my point is right now, the Lord can reveal the secret. He said, I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit, who lead in the way that you should go. Isaiah 48, verse 17. So how about John chapter 5, chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, verse 5. So we see this, the prophet been speaking. So what my point is, in order for us to receive wealth transfer, we need to position ourselves. We need to pray and we need to listen. On YouTube, there are a lot of prophets been speaking and most of them say the same thing. So if 5, 10 of them say the same thing, I would say this, they might be correct. The same thing I weigh when the Lord showed me, Donald Trump going to be elected U.S. President before election, 2 months, the Lord showed me. And I look on YouTube, and boy, more than 5, 10 people speak the same thing. I'm like, okay, Lord, we'll find out. And it turned out to be right. So what my point is, the Bible says, if 2, 3 mouths witness, let 2, 3 mouths, right, witness be established. So if 2, 3 mouths already established, now we have more than 5, I think we're safe to go with. Multitude counselor, there is safety, right? All right, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. So this is our God. So he revealed secret to Daniel. Nothing hidden with God. He revealed secret. How about this verse? I love this. This John is talking. This is message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Hallelujah. So God learned light. He knows. The timing had changed. The season had changed. And he wants us to participate what he's about to do. Because the wealth of sinners is laid up for riches. And we read that scripture. We memorize scripture. But how many of us believe that? And when we believe that, what we do next? We ask God, how am I going to do this? How am I going to receive wealth transfer? Have to be some connection. Got to be sowing the seed. 100-fold return. Maybe 100-fold return. More than 100-fold return. You know, we have to do something, some connection. If there's no connection, it cannot come to me, I'm sure. I want to ask God, am I going to receive it? The Lord showed me, did you do anything in connection? Maybe you, maybe not. Maybe you're losing that dollar. You put in your saving account. Maybe the work, maybe let's say $100,000. If something go on, if something turn around, maybe it's not worth the same $100,000. Maybe only $50, maybe $20,000 worth. So what I'm going to do? I have money, but I can't buy anything. The time season about to change. I believe that what the Lord wants us to prepare, position ourselves. We are not greedy, but we are for the kingdom of God. I'm speaking to people who have heart for the kingdom of God. So we see that God dwells in light. So God is light. In him do no darkness at all. The same thing with John chapter 8 verse 12. He said that I am the light of this world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, have the light of life. So God is now acting. He is the light. So what? When he know what is it? He wants to bless us. Sometimes we don't pay attention. If I will pay attention, if my wife will pay attention, last year if we invested, oh my goodness, a little money. But compared to right now, I have to use a lot of money to invest the thing that God showed me. Last year was so cheap. what I invest right now is priced higher. But the Lord said, okay. So we need to pay attention, ask God, what should we do? What kind of investment I should invest? God will reveal to me. I guarantee you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 say, ask, we will receive. Seek, we will find. Knock, will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who asks, receive. Whatever you ask God, Daniel asked God concerning a secret. He's about to die. But God revealed to him. God gave him vision, the same vision that Nebuchadnezzar has. And then interpretation. And he and not promoted instead of dying. So if we don't ask God, we just keep neglecting, ignoring. Maybe we're ignoring our blessing. And we pray, Lord, I want you to bless me this and bless me that. And when God's speaking, but we can't hear it. The Lord Jesus said, who has ear, let him hear what Spirit has said. And we keep neglecting. So this is what I do. When the Lord showed me the money that I put aside, I'm going to do this amount. Even though that loss, okay, the loss, I still can sleep. I'm still happy. I still have my joy. That's how you know that God speaks to you. When you do the thing of God, you have to have peace. If there's no peace, don't do it. Let's say, like you have, let's say, $500 you put away. Let you do something in best God show you. Don't tell everybody because not everybody going to understand you. They can criticize you. Don't tell your friend. Don't tell your, even my bank, when I do wire transfer, they said, who tell you about this thing? I said, nobody tell me. I do my own research, do my own study. You know that this can be fraud, can lost money forever. I said, I don't care. This is my money. I wanted to do something. So that being said, I can't tell you, go do this. I can't tell you. Because you have to do your own research and you ask God. Because we all have Spirit God. Okay? We have Spirit God. And God promised everyone else who ask, receive, seek, find, knock, door open. The way of man is not in himself. It is not a man who walks to direct his own step. We need to ask God. If there's no peace, don't do it. Because God speaks to us peace. When Joseph stood in front of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said that, before he interpreted the dream, he said, I heard of you that you can interpret the dream. He said, oh, Pharaoh, the Lord will give you answer of peace. You see that, how confident he is? God always speaks with peace. So if there's no peace in you because you do it, because you want it, don't do it until you hear from God. I waited 1 year. 1 year for me to take action. 1 year. So because my wife, God has spoke to her. After God spoke to her, she got revelation, and boom, we did. Now we are at peace. Regardless, whether it happened or not, but I believe it's going to happen. You guys will see it. He said, I wish I had listened to Jeff. So that's why now I'm sharing. You got to ask God what you should invest. I can tell you I invest in crypto. I can tell you that. But I can't tell you which one. There's a lot of them out there. But I just do what God told me. Okay. Go to 2 Kings chapter 6. This is talking about Elisha. 2 Kings chapter 6. I love it. So we have a lot of references scripture talking about secret. 2 Kings chapter 6. I love this thing. 2 Kings chapter 6. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6. And let me say, maybe start from verse 8. Okay, start from verse 8. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel. And he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to king of Israel, saying, be aware that you do not pass this place, for Syrians are coming down there. So basically, he's the prophet, Elisha. Keep reading, verse 10. The king of Israel sent someone to the place which the man of God told him. Thus he warned him. He was watchful there, not just one or twice. Basically, more than two times. He would tell him, do not bring your troop over there, this Syrian army, or right there, such a place. Don't go there. Verse 11. Therefore, the heart of kings of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. He said, what's going on? How did he know that? He was surprised. He got mad. And he called his servant and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Now we know that we might have some spy in our troop now. How you know, how they know us so place? And verse 12, one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha. Ha ha. I love the Lord. He got such a sense of humor. The prophet who is in Israel, tell the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom. My goodness. He says, oh God, he's never changed. Okay. Whatever the world is doing right now, you can ask God, God will reveal to us. Look at this. He's not changing. The secret that the king speak in the bedroom, he got mad. He got mad, the king got mad. And he said, well, show me, where is he? I will get it. Guess what? He said, when he saw them, he asked the Lord, smite them with the blindness, and all the troop got blind, and then bring to the king Israel. Anyway, the point is, I want to show this. God can reveal the secret, even the word in his chamber. So what that being said, our God, we serve in God in the light. He dwell in the light. There's no darkness at all. He know what is good, what is best for us. Will we listen to him? Will we ask him? That's a question right now for us. Do you want to have financial freedom? Think about how much you can do for the kingdom of God. How much you can enjoy life. The Lord will speak to me. Jeff, your days of toiling, your day of sweating is over. He spoke to me last year. This year, he said, this year going to be gone, done. Right now, I'm sharing with you because I'm talking about finance. He said, you're going to enjoy life. You don't know what to do. Just spend time with me and do my thing I call you to do. I said, okay, Lord. He said, the day of doing meals is going to end. Okay? It's ending right now. So I don't know when he stopped. If this thing happened, I might sell my shop. That's it. I'm going to do exactly what he told me to do. So that being said, we need to ask him. So I receive, seek, find, not through. And he's a good father. Like my case, I've been neglecting. Now, up to last year, I said, I need to do something. Because I can't work to make me rich. We work, it will not make us rich. I studied the rich people, they don't work. They don't have a lot of money when they started. They just invest a few hundred here, a few hundred there, a few hundred dollars here, a few hundred dollars there. And then things happen, they just turn millionaire the next, or 10 years later, or 15 years later. And we've been working 30 years, retired, and still, I couldn't pay off my rent. I couldn't pay off my house. The Lord showed me, working cannot be rich. Well, what we type is blessed, but rich is different. Wealthy is different. The blessing of the Lord makes us rich. This is one of, I believe, the blessing that God is prepared for his children right now. And I know the Lord prophet been speaking. One of the prophet, I like him a lot. And he's been prophesying accurate. You can watch his channel, Johnson Emmanuel. He's a black guy in California. He's been prophesying multiple things come to pass. I've been watching about 4 years, 5 years, maybe less than that. He's been accurate. And he said the same thing what God told me. I'm like, man, I'm gonna do exactly what God told me. So you can go on YouTube, listen to him too. So don't buy into anything he say. But you have to pray, like I say, you pray yourself, ask the Holy Spirit. So what God about to do, what God wants us to do. So we know that the scripture is there. God reveals secret. This time is a time that so good time for us to live. Justice about to be brought to U.S. You see right now, I've been speaking to the church, pastor and saying, I don't know if you remember that nothing hidden will not be revealed. Nothing put in secret, darkness will not bring to light. Now you started hearing like money like being frauded, billion dollars. Who believe that? So anyhow, I believe this is going to be our life going to be not going to be the same. You know, before the wealth is for the sinner. It's enough. You see, they are so rich. They use money. Sometimes they're against us. But it's time for our children of God to enjoy the blessing. I can't wait. And I have one of my customers. She said, Jack, if you would listen to me last year, you're way off, better off right now. But not too late. That's what she told me. And Emmanuel, like Manuel, I don't know how to pronounce Manuel. I can text you later after I finish sharing, and I take the name of the prophet and many multiple of them. And he's a good one of good one because he whatever he'd been prophesying been accurate, that guy. So anyhow, so now we got the word of God back us up. He's revealed secret, and even John, now the secret of heaven, God revealed to us. God is not holding back anything for good because he's a good father. He wants to show us the thing that before the world know it. Lord showed me later when the government, everything in the place, hard for us to invest. Right now, it's really like open door, open windows for us to step in before too late. The one that I just bought later, he said that you may not have enough money to buy. One could cost $10,000, even $1,000, so on and so forth. But right now, it's really good price. So I'm talking about. So anyhow, I want you to pray about this thing. I don't want you neglect because the Lord told me I've been neglect. And he asked the man, the prophet, he'd been kept and kept and did not share. He said, no, time for you to release the prophetic word. I don't speak to you to keep it. I speak to you, you can speak to my children because prophet, that's to carry the mind of God. And I felt the same way in our group right here. If I don't share and later things happen, and when you know something good, you don't do it, the Bible says sin. So I just share, you got to pray, ask the Lord. And I can show you the prophet that have been vocal about this thing, they've been speaking, and I know that they hear from God because I have witnessed too. God spoke to me too. If God didn't speak to me, I will not do anything without his guidance. So because I would do the same people do. So my point is, I want you to ask God, is this thing all real? God will confirm to you. God will speak to you. God will show you what you should invest. Like my case, three times he spoke to me the same subject, three times. First time, second time, third time. The third time he asked me, I would love for you to get some more so and so. He gave me Pacific name three times. That's the reason I did. If he didn't tell me, I just heard people say, no, you can't buy into anything people say. You have to have peace with you first. You have to have peace. If you don't hear God, have a peace before you do anything. And make sure when you do it, okay, let's say if I have $500 I put aside, I can sleep well if this lose $500. That's how invest take place. You have to be willing to sacrifice, basically. Like $300 maybe. If $300, you can change your life anyway. Why not try, for instance? So that's how I look into it. My wife and I, we agreed such a number. She said, you still want some more? I said, yes, I want some more. I will get some more when I have more money. But right now, like we need to pay taxes. We have, we business, we have to pay. I have to reserve for pay taxes and things like that. When you do business, you have to be aware. I don't want like go back. I already repent with the Lord. So I hope this message and bear witness with you because I'm sure many people have been speaking this thing. Like my case, I heard it multiple times, but I didn't pay attention. I didn't like ask God, really ask God. Until last year, I started asking God. How about silver, gold? Because my customer told me a lot of them buy gold, silver. Nothing wrong by gold, silver. The thing is, gold is hard to store, even your house. People will know where you put your gold in. People will know unless you have some safety place, some, but we all live in technology. Everything technology, even AI. I would love to invest AI if I have money because AI gonna be useful everything people do in the future. Right now, already like our country already could be investing. So I just thank God for this message tonight. And I pray that you ask God concerning investment because wealth transfer going to take place. I really believe strongly with all my heart going to take place. I don't want our group, our church left behind. And I don't want you guys to tell me, I would love you to tell us, why don't you tell us? I believe that I have the right to share, but you gotta make a decision. Amen.
Hey man, thank you, Jet. We got some questions.
Yes.
Back on gallery view. We got some questions. The first question is, what happened to it? Oh, there it is. Oh, can you spell out the name of the man of God from California? That's a prophet that you recommend. Can you spell his name
Yes.
out, please?
I believe his name is M-A-N
MA.
U-T M-A-N U-E-L Manuel. What do you call Manuel?
Manuel, okay.
Johnson. Johnson.
Manuel Johnson, okay. M A N.
Mega Press. His ministry name Mega Press. Do you want to turn it off before we turn off the recording before we go?
Okay.